How to get more flow in your life.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. And thank you so much for listening and for subscribing either on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. It means a great deal to us to know that you are listening on a regular basis. Also want to thank you for sharing this podcast on your Facebook page and on your Twitter feed. Today we're talking about flow. And flow is where the river is moving without obstruction. You know, when you build a dam, everything begins to slow down. Everything begins to clog up. And that's what happens with energy too. You're trying to build an incredible relationship. But when things and energy begin to clog up the flow and the flow stops, the relationship starts to lose its sizzle. It starts to lose its energy. It starts to lose its pop. The same is true with a business. You may have a business that's doing good, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the flow stops. The flow of good, positive energy, the flow of abundance and prosperity. And when it stops, all kinds of stuff begin to back up, and then problems emerge. And when those problems emerge, you know, we get looking inward instead of looking forward. And oftentimes, the flow of energy even gets worse. You have to keep the energy flowing. Whether it's in business, whether it's in finances, or in relationships, there has to be a flow of energy. That's why when people break up and there is a restraining order in place, it stops the flow of energy completely. And it makes it very difficult, not impossible, but it makes it very difficult to get the flow of energy flowing again. And that's what the difficulties are, you know, with relationships and businesses. Lack of flow, lack of energy flowing through. Okay, let me put it this way, okay? You always have to be receiving. And you always have to be giving. That's how energy flows. Receiving, giving. Now, if you have a problem in the receiving end where you're not receiving enough energy, but you're giving out a lot of energy, that's going to lower your vibration. Or if you're receiving a lot of energy, but you're not giving out very much, again, that's going to clog your flow. And that will shut down your vibration. It will lower it. And as your vibration begins to lower, you begin to attract different things. Different things than you originally wanted to attract. And the result can be devastating in a relationship. It can be devastating in a business. It can be devastating in a career. You've got to have flow. Okay, so we've come up with an acronym for flow. And I want to share this acronym with you, because I think it works. I think it gives you something to think about, something to apply. And if you apply this acronym to your life, your energy will begin to flow more gracefully and more easily. And this is important, you will begin to attract more of what you desire. That's important. Okay? Now, our first word in the acronym is faith. Faith is believing in the outcome of your desires, even when all the evidence points in an opposite direction. Now, I'm giving you a whole different definition of faith, but I'm giving you a definition of faith based on the law of attraction. Faith is believing in the outcome of your desires or your intentions, even when all the evidence points in the opposite direction. When you are focused inward, when you are focused on your inner desire, your inner picture, and what it is you are creating, and you're not allowing, you know, this happens all the time in relationships. The woman will call me and she'll say, well, you know, he's not calling me back. He must not love me anymore. Am I stupid? Should I just end this whole thing? And I'll remind her or him that you are focusing on your outer picture. You're focusing on the evidence. You're not focusing on your inner picture. And that's why you're not attracting it yet. You're still looking for signs and evidence that things are moving in a direction that you want. And a number of times, there are no signs. There is no evidence. There have been countless number of businesses that have been started when there was no evidence that that business should make any money at all, except that the person who started the business had a vision of how his or her product would be used in the future. Can we say computers, for example? You know, some of us remember a world without computers, or at least computers were assigned to big universities and they were huge with big reels and all that kind of stuff. They weren't things that were in your home or in your car. They say that the computer in your automobile is vastly bigger than the computer on board the Apollo space launch that went to the moon. Okay, those guys were up there using pencil and pen and slide rules. Okay, they weren't using computers. So think about it. Somebody believed in a vision. They didn't look at the outward signs. That's what faith is. Do you have faith in yourself? Do you have faith that the universe can create anything you desire? Do you have that faith? If not, we need to build that faith. That's the first word, faith. We're going to get into the other words next, but first I want to take a short time out. So please listen. This is important to you. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Okay, we are back. So the word is flow, having flow in your life. The second word is love. And I don't care what it is you do, you better develop a love affair with it. Not everything is pleasurable. Not everything is fun, but you at least need to have a love affair with the outcome of what you are doing. Whether it's your work, your relationship, your career, your health, Whatever it is, you better develop a love affair with it and start with yourself. I love myself enough to eat clean. I love myself enough to exercise daily. I love myself enough to show up to work a half hour early so I can prepare my day. I love myself enough to set goals on a regular basis. I love myself enough to be loving and kind to others so that they're loving and kind to me and we can develop a positive relationship. Do you see what I'm saying? Love goes into everything. 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 You need to love what you're doing. Are you in a career right now? I'm thinking of a client of mine in a career where all the passion, all the joy, all the love is now gone. And all there is just the rudiments of doing the work. I'm telling you, and I mean this, you put the love back in your job, you'll make more money. You'll be more successful. You put the love in your relationship, in a good relationship where you are supported and where you and your partner are moving forward hand in hand together, and you'll have incredible results and an incredible life. Love is the key. It's got to be everywhere. Everywhere. Do you love yourself to make a ton of money? Do you love yourself to be successful? Love. So the first word is faith. The second word is love. Remember, we're spelling out the word flow, because when we get these elements working, everything begins to flow. It's exciting. The third word, this is an important one. Are you ready for it? Optimism. You have to develop a sense of positive expectancy in everything you do and everything you become. Be optimistic. Doesn't mean that every situation is optimistic, but you must look for the golden lining in every cloud. In every dark cloud, there must be a silver lining or a golden lining. You must be an inspiration to others through your optimism, to yourself. There are times when optimism just seems stupid, and maybe it is. I'm not asking you to be stupid. I'm asking you, if your level of optimism is at 50%, to raise it to 75%. If your level of optimism is at 75%, raise it to 80%. Learn to act optimistic. Be optimistic, talk optimistic, think optimistic. That's what makes things flow. That's what makes energy flow. Optimism. Pessimism never, 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 never helps energy to flow. It always stops energy. So while you may not be able to be optimistic 100% of the time, there is hardly ever a time to be pessimistic. You may be neutral, you may be sad, you may feel tired, but there's never a need to be pessimistic. Focus on optimism. Our last word in the word flow is willingness. Are you willing to go the extra mile? Are you willing to put skin in the game? To invest yourself, your time, your energy, your focus, your money, to doing more, to becoming more, to having more, to achieving more? Are you willing to receive when others are willing to give? Are you willing to become rich? Are you willing to become famous? Are you willing to become healthy? Are you willing to become loved? Are you willing to give love? Willingness, willingness. Those four words, if you write them down, will change your life. Faith, love, optimism, and willingness. They spell out the word flow. If you'll invoke those four words and the energy that surrounds them, you will have flow in your life like you've never had before. Well, You know, faith, love, optimism, willingness, they create flow. But I think where you need to start always is with love. So let us always meet each other with a smile. For a smile is the beginning of love. That's from Mother Teresa. Today I want you to smile. I don't care what's going on in your life. I want you to smile today. Smile. Smile right now. Okay? Smile as you write me a letter. Smile. Smile as you greet somebody. Smile at the person who just cut you off the road. That's a tough one for me. That's a real tough one. Smile. Just practice smiling. Okay? Have a special day. Pay it forward. Maybe buy somebody a cup of coffee or a sandwich today. Do something good for somebody. We'll talk to you soon. You have a great day now. Bye-bye.